Namaste, my dears. Hello and welcome to episode 58 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly. And today's class is an all-levels, hour-long asana class. We really explore the notion of savoring our experience in both our practice on the mat and off the mat. And so you might imagine this is a slower paced practice, though we tend to hang out in the poses a bit longer, sort of working with sensation in that way. As always, I thank you so much for joining me. I am truly grateful for the time we shared together. And please do get in touch. You can email me, you can find me on Twitter, you can leave a comment on the blog or a review in iTunes. You can even call and leave a message. All of that information is available at sunroseyoga.com. Thank you again for sharing your practice. Namaste. So we'll begin sitting. Make your way to a comfortable seat where you take up as much space as possible. Allow your eyelids to become heavy and float closed. Lower part of your body, release any tension. Feel the hips soften. Feel the inner and outer knees relax. Feel the base of your spine connect to the earth. Your inhalations begin to lengthen you, beginning at the base of your spine, moving up mid, upper back, lengthening your neck, lengthening your body beyond the crown of the head, softening completely with each exhalation. This time of year can become so rushed. The world around us is moving fast. We may be influenced to move fast as well. And as we do that, we may lose a bit of the experience, a bit of the wonder, the luminosity of the season. And through this practice of yoga, by noticing the minutiae of our breath, of our bodily movements, of the thoughts moving in and out of our mind, we are more fully able to savor these experiences. Slowly bring the hands to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And we'll begin this process of savoring by
Feeling the sensation of palm pressing into palm, of thumbs pressing into your sternum, into your heart center. While that breath brings buoyancy to your heart. Breathe in fully, taking that breath into each and every part of you. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart, offering yourself this space to notice, to slow down, to savor. We'll release the hands. We'll place our hands behind us and slowly make your way all the way down to the floor. Come down to your back, extending your legs fully. And as you breathe in, sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead. Make your body as long as possible. Perhaps join thumbs and then pull your hands up. And we'll just begin to make circles with our ankles. Luxuriating in this movement. And then switching directions. And let's draw one knee at a time in toward the chest. In toward the belly, and we'll bring our hands to the tops of the knees and just rock from side to side, nice and gentle, nice and loose. And we'll slowly bring that rocking closer to center. And as you breathe in, really hug your knees toward your chest. As you breathe out, lift your nose between your knees. As you breathe in, release your head to the floor. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on your knees and release your feet to the floor. Just about hip width distance apart. Knees are also about hip width distance apart. We'll bring our hands down to our sides, turning the palms to face the sky. And as you breathe in, press your feet into the earth, lift up through your hips, your low, mid and upper back. And as you breathe out, slowly roll down in reverse order, nice and easy. Again, as you breathe in, press your feet into the earth, lift the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. And as you breathe out, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. Again, as you breathe in, rise up. Then really connect with the openness through your heart center. And we'll exhale and roll down. Slowly draw the knees back to your chest. And this time, instead of rocking side to side, begin to rock front to back. Just roll on your spine. Your spine. And we'll ultimately roll all the way forward, coming to table pose, Chakravartasana. Wrists are directly beneath your shoulders, and knees are directly beneath your hips. We'll connect the entire length of each finger with earth. And as you breathe in, lengthen your spine from seat to crown. As you breathe out, curl your toes and lift your hips high to the sky, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. All right. Now move the body in whatever way the body needs to move. Perhaps bending the knees. Or nodding the head, shaking the head. Take this time to notice where your body touches the earth. to notice how your fingers feel as they connect with your mat. It's by noticing these seemingly insignificant details that we are really more able to be open and receptive to everything we experience. Now let's come way up onto your tippy toes. Lift your heels way up off the floor and then bend the knees. And your sitting bones are going to be pointing directly toward the sky. Yes. So your spine is nice and long here. Now keeping that length, begin to let your heels soften down toward earth as your knees begin to straighten. Beautiful. Now relax the tops of the shoulders away from the ears and continue to feel lifted by your hip creases. Now as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between your hands. We'll lower our left heel down to the earth. Now with the right knee bent and the left leg straight, we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Arms are extended out in T. And take a minute to get to know your hips. In this posture, the points of our hips are facing the long side of the mat. So that left hip is peeling open, just like a book. Feel as though we're being lengthened from fingertip to fingertip, lengthened from our right knee all the way out through the left heel, lengthened from the base of the spine all the way out through the crown of the head. And we'll maybe tuck the tailbone under ever so slightly so that very lowest part of your belly is curling toward your chest. As you breathe in, bend your right elbow and drop the right forearm to the top of the right thigh. And as you exhale, sweep that left arm in front of the face, up overhead, reach for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. And then relax your left shoulder away from your ear. So we're creating some space there. This left side of the body, we stretch it way out, and then we soften the shoulder. Beautiful. Now let's reach that left hand way up high. Release it down to your side, and then sweep it behind the back, maybe catching the top of your right thigh with your hand. Beautiful. Let's lengthen our spine here. We need to spin the heart toward the sky. Press your left pinky toe into the earth. And if it feels right, begin to lower that right hand toward the floor, but only if that means you can still keep that long line of the left side of the body and keep the heart spinning toward the sky. Beautiful. Parsva Padmasana. From here, let's unhinge our left hand from the top of your right thigh and just bring it to your side. We'll begin to straighten that right leg. Now plant your right hand maybe at your shin. Extend your left hand skyward, stacking the shoulders. Now we'll pull our shoulder blades back in space so that if you had an imaginary wall behind you, you'd be pressing both shoulder blades into that wall. Beautiful. Hips are the focal point here. The left hip is getting a little massage. And now electrify your fingers. Maybe spread the fingers and shine out. Let your neck remain part of your spine. Possibly gazing up at your left thumb. That brings tension to your neck,
go down at your big right toe. Now as you breathe in, let's root down into our feet, rise up to stand. And we'll turn our left toes to the left so that your toes are facing out. Bring both arms out to T. Good. And now this one is kind of balancing pose once we do that. It's kind of crazy what that feels like. We'll inhale here. And as you exhale, begin to bend the knees, drawing the base of the spine down toward the floor. Now lift your toes up. So you're securing the four corners of the feet into the floor. And then we'll scoop that tailbone under. So we draw the front of the belly, curl it up toward the heart. Spine lengthening on the in-breath. Maybe come a little deeper into those thighs on the out-breath. Horse is the name of this pose. Beautiful. Now let's come back up on an in-breath. And as you exhale, turn your left toes to the left. And maybe turn that right toe, to angle it in a little bit so your heel is pointing back and your toes maybe angled in 45 degrees. We'll inhale the arms out to T. Exhale, bend the left knee, Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Right now, our right hip is peeling open. The heart is lifted, the collarbones are spreading. Tailbone is scooping down. I'm just going to open that hip up. Yes, beautiful. Pressing right pinky toe into the earth. And maybe digging in just a little bit deeper and bringing your focus to your inner thighs. And maybe isometrically drawing the inner thighs toward each other. So imagine you're practicing in socks on a freshly waxed floor with no mat. And you don't want to do the split, so zip the legs together. And continue to press into the pinky. We'll inhale and bend that left elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the thigh. Exhale, sweep the right arm around and up overhead, reaching and lengthening, and then softening the shoulders away from the ears. Parsva Konasana. Heart is buoyant. Spine is low. That tailbone is still scooping under. A lot of us have lots of flexibility through this lumbar curve. And so here we'll do things like really stick that booty out as we spin the heart up. And that over time can weaken us here. So we'll scoop that under. And as you do that, you'll really feel the booty power up. Spin the heart toward the side so that the arch here comes from your upper back. Beautiful. Now reach your right hand skyward. Release it down to your right leg and then sweep it behind the back, catching the top of your left thigh. A nice half bind. Taking your time here to settle into this space. Tailbone is scooped. Heart's lifted. Collarbones are open. And we're finding that balance of intensity and ease in this pose. This could be a pose you've done 5,000 times, and yet the yoga gives us an opportunity each time to have a new experience. And that begins by maybe even just looking at the pose from the perspective of your big toe. What's the experience of that big toe? Notice any places that feel tight, that feel tense. Send breath to those spaces. Notice any spaces where you feel the particularly loose. From here, let's release our left hand to our shin. We'll release our right hand from our thigh and begin to straighten your left leg, extending your right hand skyward. Stacking your shoulders. See if you can lengthen your wingspan here. You can spread the collarbones, draw those shoulders back in space. And then the last little part of our experience here are those lower ribs. Our sort of natural inclination here is to race to the bottom, race to the floor. And we notice that our ribs collapse as we do that. Well, let's lengthen out those ribs. Lengthen yourself from your hip to your armpit. Feel the space between each rib. Intricamos. As you breathe in, go down into the feet. Rise up to stand. We'll exhale and turn those left toes to face the same direction as the right. This time you can even angle your toes in, pulling your heels out, bringing our hands to our hips. We'll inhale, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. And exhale, hinge from the hips. Lengthening the spine as you fold the heart toward earth. And then tuck the chin under so we have that nice long line from the base of the spine all the way out through the crown of the head. Meg, you might want to take your legs much wider for more stability. Yes, beautiful. Good, now hands on hips, toes are engaged. Big toes pressing down into the earth. See if you can lengthen yourself from the base of the spine out through the crown of the head as you tuck your chin. As you press the inner thighs back behind you. So engaging all of the muscles in our back here. Been talking lately quite a bit about how so many of us, as a product of punching over a computer or over the steering wheel, have very stretched out backs, but very weak backs. And by really firing up our forward folds and making them active as opposed to passive, we can really, you know, change our experience, or change our relationship with our backs. And so we'll bring our hands back to the hips if they've migrated elsewhere, and bring the focus to your knees. Take a tiny micro bend of your knees so that all of the muscles in the legs engage. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. And as you breathe in, let's turn those right toes to face the right. Bring the arms out to T. And as you exhale, come back to Warrior Two, Bureau of Adjustment Two. Hips are open here. Shift your gaze to the floor just in front of your right big toe. And we're going to just tip ourselves over here. Just don't worry about where your heart is, where anything is. Knee is still bent, hands releasing to the floor. We'll inhale and bend your left knee. As you exhale, shoot forward so that your weight shifts into your right hand. The left right hand comes to the earth. Left hand extends skyward, and those hips are still open, Ardha Chandrasana. Good. So remember how we were pressing the pinky toe side of the back leg into the earth as we stood on it? Keep that same intensity in your left leg. You can do that by flexing, by taking a Barbie foot, that cross between a point and a flex, by spreading the toes. Let's take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, come back to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Right, knee is bent, left leg straight and strong. Beautiful. And we'll turn our right palm to face the sky and breathe in, reach forward. As you breathe out, release your left hand back to your left thigh and extend your right hand skyward. We'll lift through the heart center. Feels like you're being pulled up by your sternum. And as you exhale, really sink into your right thigh, bending that knee. And keeping the heart lifted, the collarbone spreading. Reverse warrior two, exalted warrior. Relaxing our shoulders away from the ears. Feeling that lift through the heart. That openness through the collarbones. Connecting with that strong line that we're creating through the front of the body, from your right big toe all the way out through your fingertips. And then finding a bit of softness down the back side of the body. We'll take one more breath here. And as you exhale, come back to warrior two. We'll inhale, straighten the right leg. And we'll switch the feet. Exhale, virabhadrasana two to the left. Relaxing your shoulders. As you breathe out, release your left hand toward the earth or to your block. As you breathe in, bend your right knee. As you breathe out, shoot forward to Ardha Chandrasana. Hips peeling open. My center of gravity is changing daily. As this baby gets bigger. Engage that extended leg. Good, and we're still spreading our wingspan here. Now our hips are open here in the same way that they are in Virabhadrasana too, but you may have a completely different experience in this place. Allow yourself to have that. As we exhale, slowly make your way back to Virabhadrasana too. We'll inhale the left palm to the sky, reaching forward. We'll exhale, release the right hand back to your right leg. Extend that left hand skyward and then relax your shoulders away from the ears. Sink deeply into your left thigh. Beautiful. Reverse warrior two. Feel yourself lengthening on the in-breaths. And softening on the out-breaths. And we'll take one more beautiful breath in here. And we'll exhale back to warrior two. We'll inhale and straighten your left leg. Turn both sets of toes to face the wall. And as you exhale, with that wide wingspan, we'll hinge from the hips, keeping the spine long. And we'll bring our hands to our low back, interlacing the fingers, pressing the palms together if they'll press together, and tucking the chin. As you breathe in, begin to lift your hands away from your low back, extending them toward the sky. As you breathe out, press your big toes into the earth. Let your breaths move into the back of your lungs, into the back of your body. Slowly release your hands back to your low back. And we'll bring the hands to the earth. Just beneath your shoulders, press the tips of your fingers into the floor and again, engage your back. So you're lengthening from your seat all the way beyond the crown of the head. Spine is long. Shoulders are drawn away from the ears. press the big toes into the earth and micro-bend the knees, bringing the hands to your hips. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. We'll rise up to stand. And as you exhale, relax your shoulders. And we'll step our feet a bit closer together. And your toes, your feet can either be parallel to each other or turn the toes slightly out. We'll inhale the arms out to the sides and up overhead. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the heart as you begin to bend the knees, pressing the heels into the earth as we lower the seat down toward the floor. You can always take the feet wider or press the heels into a blanket. We'll let the base of the spine draw down toward the earth as your spine lengthens. Malasana, beautiful. We'll release the hands to the earth and slowly begin to straighten the legs. Let your head be heavy. Let the spine just lengthen toward earth. We'll slowly begin to step the feet closer together. Let's take a moment to lift the toes and spread them. Connect all four corners of the feet with the earth. And then soften the toes back down. Now with nicely softly bent knees, let's slowly begin to roll up to stand. Now we'll take our mats to a wall. It doesn't matter if we're at the mirror or the other wall. You will need your blanket for this. Bit. Stand helper. Anyone?
Is it just the...
Yes, so what we're going to do today is use our blanket underneath the shoulder so your head's off the blanket, and you'll be about, yeah, that way, but you'll be about not super close to the wall. We'll be about halfway back. And it may take some experimentation. We're using the wall not for shoulder stand, but for halasana, plow pose. And I might unroll this one time. So we'll have our blankets like this. And if you want to gather around to watch my expert, yeah, so we'll have her shoulders on the blanket, but her head is off. Yes, perfect. And the reason we do this is because even if you don't have any neck issues, over time, shoulder stand can weaken our cervical spine. And just having that little bit of space encourages us not to flatten out the back of the neck. Beautiful. So to practice shoulder stand, we press the palms of the hands into the floor. We'll breathe in, bring the knees toward the chest. And as you breathe out, lift the hips up. Feet go back behind the head. Beautiful. And then hands press into the low back. As we extend feet to the sky. Good, now see how her toes are active. What that does is it brings energy off these inner legs, so it's almost like I'm lifting her, but she's lifting herself. The gaze is just nice and straight ahead. Nice through the face, just stacking ankles over hips, over shoulders. Then once we've been here for a while, we're going to let the legs drop back behind us. We might be a little far from the wall. So I'm going to pretend to be the wall here. So she'll press her feet into the wall. So you can really press into my hands. Yeah. So the legs are engaged here. Hips are still stacked over the shoulders, and the spine is still long. Now, as she presses into my hands, her inner thighs are really engaging. Her back is engaging. So instead of this being a pose where you feel depleted, we're going to feel strong. Good, beautiful. Then hands can release, and then just roll down one vertebrae at a time. Beautiful. So, oftentimes when we're practicing that second posture, halasana, we sort of collapse into ourselves. Our back rounds. We might leave that pose feeling like, good Lord, what did I just do? And by using the wall, by firing up our legs, keeping our spine nice and long, we let go of all that. So good. We'll begin with shoulder stand. Bring your hands to your sides and press the palms into the earth. As you breathe in, bring your knees toward your chest. And as you breathe out, press your hands into the earth as you rock the hips up over the shoulders. And then you'll bring your hands to your low back and resituate. As you bring your hands to your low back, you may feel your hips lift up a bit. And now, begin to stack the ankles over the hips, over the shoulders. And if anyone has any questions at any time, just say, Kelly, come here. And now, activate your feet. Do whatever it takes for you to tap into that muscle energy of your legs. Maybe flex the feet. Maybe find that Barbie foot or spread the toes. And we'll get a little bit of a lift here. Let yourself have a new experience in shoulder stand. Beautiful. And then as it feels right, you can allow your feet to drop back behind you. Now you might find you need to move closer or farther away from the wall. This is one of those things where it's hard to judge based on the proportions of each of our bodies. Hard to give a hard and fast rule. So I'm going to have you scooch away a little bit. And I'm going to have your shoulders on here so that you're completely supported. Yes. Yeah, there you go. Good, beautiful. Legs pressing into the wall. How does that feel? Good. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, nice. Active legs. Nice long spine. And then as you are ready, release your hands toward the earth, and we'll slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. Take your time. Let your legs extend all the way out onto the floor. And again, we'll just rock our toes from left to right. Maybe make circles with the ankles. And from here, we'll bring our arms underneath your body so that your bum is resting on the backs of your wrists and your palms are pressing into the earth.
And we'll press the elbows into the floor. As you breathe in, press the elbows into the floor. Lift up through the heart, and your spine will peel away from the earth. The crown of the head can either rest on the floor or hover just above the floor. In Matsyasana, fish pose.
If you have low back pain here, you can always bend the knees. That's beautiful. So we're opening through the heart, opening through the throat, releasing any tension. And you just float down the temples. And as you exhale, slowly release all the way back down to the floor. Take your time to draw the knees in toward the chest. Rocking from side to side. Make any movement that feels natural. Any movement that supports your body in this space. And we'll roll to your favorite side and use the strength of your arms to press yourself back up to a seat, where we will bring the soles of the feet together, letting our knees sway out to the side. Make sure there is enough space between your heels and your pelvis so that you can sit up nice and tall here. We'll either bring our hands to the fronts of the shins or to your big toes, just depending on the length of the arms and the legs. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to hinge from the hips. Feel as though your heart were being drawn across the room, pulled across the room to that space where the wall and the floor meet. And then as you begin to feel tension in the hips, tuck the chin. So we have that nice long line of the spine. Drawing the shoulder blades down your back. So again, this is one of those spaces where we're tapping into the strength of our back. Might be one of those places where it's very easy for you to fold completely and stretch out the back. But here, by strengthening the back, we can move deeply into the hips, which is where so many of us carry tension anyway. And then each in-breath lengthening, you begin to feel those spaces between each vertebra. And let each out-breath soften you. And now with your next in-breath, we'll slowly begin to come back up to a seat, taking your time. And let's just take a little twist to the right and a little twist to the left. Before we extend both legs straight out in front of us. Feet can be close together or separated comfortably depending on your body. Now if you find yourself here very tight through here and having a hard time sitting without going boop, like that, then take your blanket, I'll get this back to you just a second, sit up on it, and scooch all the way forward so that you're just about falling off. This will tilt your pelvis forward and give you some support through that low back. I don't think you need it, but if you want it. Now we'll press our inner thighs into the earth, and then ignite your legs. Feel your toes pull toward your belly so that your heels lift up off the floor. Beautiful. We'll inhale the arms skyward. And as you exhale, again, we'll hinge from the hips, letting your heart be drawn forward. Now let your back be strong. Let's release our hands to our low back and press them into the floor just behind your bum. Now we'll tuck the chin. Feel your spine lengthen from its base all the way out through the crown of the head. Strong legs, strong back. We surrender through the hips here. As you breathe in, we'll slowly come back up. And as you breathe out, take your time to lower all the way down to the earth, bending your knees. We'll bring the feet hip width, if not wider. Make sure your knees are as wide. Turn the palms to face the sky. And we'll press our shoulder blades into the floor as you puff your chest up. So feel most of your spine lift up and away from the earth. Now as you breathe in, press your feet into the earth and begin to lift the hips, the low, the mid, the upper back. Still pressing the shoulders into the earth. Pressing the backs of your arms, the backs of your hands into the floor. And now let your booty and the backs of your legs relax. So we're fully in the front of the body. Let each breath expand you. Bring you into a new experience of the posture. We'll come up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. And just draw your knees toward your chest. Rock from side to side. Again, release the feet to the floor, just about hip width, if not wider. We'll come back to this place, Setya Bandha Sarvangasana, or if you'd like to move on toward Vrindavanasana, upward facing bow. We begin the same way by puffing the chest, connecting the feet with the earth, and then lifting the hips, the low back, the mid and upper back. Moving on if you like. We're staying right here. Relaxing the muscles in your bum, the low back. Relaxing the muscles in the backs of the legs, the calves. Staying soft through the toes. And we'll come up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. Draw the knees toward the chest. Rock from side to side. And we'll release both feet to the floor again. Knees are bent. And we'll bring the right ankle to the top of the left knee. Nice and casual. And press both of your shoulder blades into the floor. And as it feels right for you, maybe lift your left foot up off the floor. Maybe interlace your hands behind your left thigh, looping. And so we're pressing your right knee away from your upper body as you draw your left leg toward your upper body. And now moving at a very slow pace, an almost glacial pace, just begin to rock from left to right. And make us keenly aware of any tension in your hips, any tension in your hamstrings. Slowly coming back to center. Unclasping the hands, and releasing both feet back down to the floor. And just rock your knees from left to right. This time we'll bring our left ankle to the top of the right knee. And take your time to press your shoulder blades into the floor before lifting your right foot up off the floor. Maybe interlacing your fingers behind that right thigh. Perhaps using your left elbow to press your left leg away from you as you draw your right leg toward you. And again, moving at that slow pace, rocking from left to right. Noticing where the body feels those touches, sending breath to those spaces. Slowly coming back to center and taking your time to release your grasp on your right leg. And taking this time to make any last adjustments to your body, any last adjustments to your wardrobe, before making yourself as comfortable as possible. Our pose of final rest, Shavasana. Extending the legs out onto the earth. Extending the arms down by your sides. Your palms that are facing skyward or down to the floor if you need a little bit more grounding. Letting your body become heavy. Letting that heaviness know complete support. From the earth, from all we've created in this room tonight, practice. noticing your fingertips. Noticing where your feet and your hands connect with the earth. Begin to draw deeper breaths. And notice how the deepening of the breath naturally invites movement. And those movements begin quite small. Periphery, fingers and toes, moving into the hands and the wrists, moving into the ankles. Rocking the head slowly from left to right. Slowly drawing the knees back toward the chest if that feels right for you. Rocking from side to side. Letting that rocking bring you to your right side. And we'll just take a moment here, all curled up. Feel pressure outside of this room to move at a certain pace, to surrender to certain activities outside of this room. You may feel there is no time to slow down. But you know in this space at your core, that the more aware, the slower you move through your day, the more time is made available to you, the more fully able you are to savor those experiences. I invite you to come back to this space within whenever you need more time, whenever you need more space to savor. Process begins each time you take in a new breath. And as you are ready, just slowly begin to make your way back to a seated position. Take your time. Move from within. Let your focus remain within. We're going to bring our hands back to our heart center. And I thought that tonight we could close by chanting three big, beautiful Om's, followed by three Shantis. Om is untranslatable, but it embodies all stages of consciousness. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. We'll take in a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in. And out. And in. Until we meet again and always. Namaste.
Namaste.